Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this fantastic feel-good Friday. Looking a little hazy here in Houston, but I think it'll clear up, be a beautiful day. Joining us right now, also from Houston, courtesy of the Window Nation's guest hotline, he is Ben McDonald. What's up, Ben?
Good morning, good morning. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing well, man.
All right.
I was just telling Ed the last segment before you. You got Houston on the schedule twice. You got Boston on the schedule. The Yankees on the schedule. You got some playoff caliber teams remaining on the schedule. It's nothing better than this. Let's say you get Dylan Beavers up and some of these other young guys is in the lineup. It's nothing better than these guys going into the offseason with some positive momentum of playing competitive baseball against the American leagues and baseball's best.
No doubt about it. Look, I mean, and people are always saying, you know, well, you guys, it look like going to be out of the playoffs. You know, there's really nothing to play for. I always say BS on that, man. Nobody makes it to this level, and you guys know this, without being uber competitive. That's how you get to the top level of any game. These guys, no matter if they're going to be in the playoffs or not, they want to win, and they want to go out and beat somebody every day. The other piece of that is, look, if I can't be in the playoffs, I don't want you to be in the playoffs. And that's what the Orioles have a wonderful opportunity next couple of months is to be spoilers, right? Because they're going to run up against a bunch of teams, as you mentioned, Rob, that are going to be playoff teams, going to be on the fringe of getting in the playoffs, and they can play spoiler to that. And the other piece of that is, look, it's about money, too, at the end of the day. And whether you're going to be in the playoffs or not, you got to put up numbers to get paid the next year. And so, look, there's always something to play for. And I think that's where the Orioles are right now. They want to go out and they win every game. I think it's going to be exciting last 6 or 7 weeks of the season. I can't wait to see Dylan Beavers. I can't wait to see Basayo. I can't wait to see a healthy Kyle Bradish come back, Tyler Wells. You know, so I think it's going to be a lot of fun down there. Look, I wish we were all coming down the stretch in the playoffs, but that doesn't look like that's going to happen. And so it's still going to be some exciting baseball.
Ben, are you surprised at all about how good the pitching has been this game, the series against the Mariners? I mean, they had three good outings in a row.
Yeah, I tell you what, you go back and look, man, I think it's 6 out of the last 7 starts, the Orioles starters have given up 1 run in each one of those ballgames. I mean, you take away Brandon Young's outing, that was the only rough one. And, look, it's in this group to do that. There's no doubt about it. I mean, well, the way Trevor Rogers is pitching right now is obviously pretty special. You know, he's pitching like a real number one. Dean Kramer has always been a guy to me that finishes strong. You go look at his second half of the seasons, man, the last couple of years. He's a strong finisher. I'm not surprised what Dino's doing right now because, look, he flies under the radar. And I told Rob this, and we talked about it not too long ago. Dean Kramer came in with a 3.87 ERA the last 3 full seasons going into this year. That's how good he's been, man. He's been better than most. And, yeah, he got off to a rough start this year in the month of April. But since then, he's been really, really good. Sugano went through that tough stretch, you know, where he struggled and the first 12 starts were really good. The next 70 pitched to an 8 ERA. But, hey, his last 4 starts, look where he is, man. It's down to like a 2.7 ERA over his last 4 starts. And so, Cade Povich is back off the IL. He needs that experience, too. And so, yeah, I mean, look, maybe they pitch a little bit better than we thought they would at this point, but I don't think it's a whole lot better. I think this staff has the potential to go out and do that. It's about stringing those starts together, and they've been able to do that. And they're going to get tested big time here, as Rob mentioned, with all these playoff teams coming up. It's going to be sink or swim is what it's going to be.
Ben McDonald joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ben, you said at the end of the day, it's all about the money. It's all about putting up the right numbers to get your money. Tony Mancino said he wanted Kobe Mayo to learn how to play first base. Ryan Mountcastle could play DH because arbitration is coming up for him and Ryan has to hit. Have you seen any improvement in Ryan Mountcastle, his approach at the plate since he's returned from the IL?
Yeah, his approach to me has been more to try to let the ball travel. And we've always said that about Mountie. You know, Mountie is so strong. He reminds me a lot of Gunnar Henderson, but from the right side, where he can hit the ball out of the ballpark at any point in time, you know. And he can drive the ball straight away center field into the backside of the field, out of the ballpark easy. So the thing I've noticed, and I hadn't been there yet because I was gone for a week, but he's trying to make a conscious effort to let the ball get deep and hit it hard in the backside of the field. And all these hitters, where you talk about Adley Rutschman or Gunnar Henderson, who had a backside base hit for an RBI yesterday, they're at their best when they're using gap to gap. You know what I mean? Like, they're letting the ball travel and using gap to gap. And Mountie's a guy, man, he's very interesting to me. A lot of people say, well, I don't think the Orioles are going to – they may non-tender him this offseason. You know, I don't know about that. I mean, this is a guy that hit over 30 home runs in his first year, right? That if he can stay healthy and stay on the field, dude, like he could put up some big power numbers, I feel like. And we always see guys put up big numbers. It feels like going into free agency, and that's going to be Ryan Mountcastle's next year, you know. And so he's an interesting guy for me. And talk about Kobe Mayo, yes, I think he's getting better over at first base defensively. I do. I don't think he's as good as Ryan Mountcastle is yet, but Mountie's got a lot more experience than what Mayo does right now over at first base. And so it's give and take over there right now. And honestly, guys, if the Orioles were in the playoff hunt right now and Ryan Mountcastle came back and the Orioles were coming down the stretch to be in the playoffs, I think you'd see Mountcastle over at first base every day. But because of the position that they're in right now, you're seeing a little more Mayo over at first base, and he needs playing time. That's the only way you're going to be able to evaluate him and get him better is to stick him out there and let him play.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Hey Ben, with all the changes in baseball, and it's not just the rule changes. There's been changes to the way we view baseball, the way teams view it, growing up, I'm old. It was batting average and wins and losses for pitchers, which that makes no sense to me as wins and losses, but that's besides the point. What are the most important stats now? Is it on base percentage? Is it OPS? Is it batting average? Is it just pure power? Just home run numbers? Like, what do you look at when you're assessing, good players now?
You know, it's so many different ways, and we've muddied the water in so many different ways on how to evaluate talent now. And that's a great question. I'm like you, and I'm still an old school guy because people want to value walks as much as they value base hits. I go, there's no way, because sometimes you walk and sometimes you get walked. Right. Anybody can get walked. I can go, Rob, me and you go stand in the box tonight. If they throw four balls in a row that's a foot on the outside, off the outside, we're going to get down to first base. But probably neither one of us can swing and hit a pitch and actually get a base hit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yeah.
like I still value batting average, maybe not as much as most people do. I do. One of my favorite stats to look at is how do you hit with runners in scoring position. Like everybody says, well, batting average don't matter. Well, it does matter when there's a guy in scoring position then, right? Like I want to be able to hit with a guy, because that's how you drive in runs. You've got to be able to hit with runners in scoring position. If you'll go back and look, the teams that are at the top of the runners in scoring position offensively are the better offenses that are out there right now. So I do value batting average. I do think walks are important as well too, because you got to be able to get on base and hopefully hit the two-run homer and a three-run homer and those kind of things. I get all that, you know. And so my other thing from evaluating the pitcher is how do you perform when your opposing batters get into runners in scoring position? Do you elevate your game in those moments or not? And so there's a lot of ways to evaluate. And look, from a defensive standpoint, what drives me crazy is all these defensive run saves and this, that, and the other and all that other stuff. I still old school. Do you catch it? Do you throw it? And what is your fielding percentage? The teams to me that make the routine plays, and you can go look at the best fielding percentage teams in baseball right now. Those are the better teams right now because they catch it, they throw it, they take care of the baseball. So I think that's a big thing that I look at too, is what is your fielding percentage? Do you make the routine play?
Ben McDonald joining us. Ben, before we let you go, man, we talked about Gunnar Henderson a little bit earlier. Gunnar's doubles approaching last year's totals, but his home runs are not. He basically missed the first part of the season, first couple of weeks of the season because of a core injury. I'm no doctor, but I know it's hard to swing and hit home runs without a healthy core. I wonder whether or not he's playing without that being 100%, and that's impacting his power numbers. Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I think, Rob, maybe when he got back in April, it could have. I think he was protecting a little bit on that thing because that's – I mean, I've had those oblique rib cage. Those are tough, man, and you don't really know if they're well or not. And so I do think it affected him a little bit. And don't forget, he made four of his seven errors in the month of April, too, when he came back. And so the month of April to me was more of a spring training for him. You take April away, man, he's been as good as anybody. Yeah. I think he's still impacting the ball just as hard as he did last year. I just don't think, if you look at the numbers, he's getting it in the air quite as much as what he did last year. It's a lot of ground balls early, a lot of line drives, which I'm fine with. Gunnar's going to hit his share of home runs. I think they pitched him a little bit differently this year. That's caused more ground balls. I think his timing was off a little bit early. But to me, I would put him in the top seven or eight players in all of baseball right now. He is a star that's just going to keep better. He's not even close to his physical or mental prime right now. I mean, we're lucky to have him in Baltimore. He is a real superstar. He's going to be fun to watch.
I hope we have him for a long time here in Baltimore. Yeah, Ben.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, man. We will see you later.
All right. Take care, guys. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Ben.
Always.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.